lose weight, get fit, get strong, put on muscle size, compete in a bodybuilding competition, run a marathon, run a half marathon, do a fun run, do an Ironman, do a triathlon. After 30 plus years in the fitness profession, I think more than 100,000 people have shared their goals with me. This is what I want to do, Roey. And now after all of that time and having met all of those people and seeing all the different outcomes for the goal setting, I've got lots of questions and no answers. Like me, do you ever wonder why somebody goes to the massive effort of losing enormous amounts of weight, 20, 30, 40 kilos, and they feel fantastic, they look fantastic, everybody tells them how amazing they are, and you see them 3 months or 6 months later, maybe a year later, and they've put all of the weight on again plus more? Have you ever wondered why somebody commits to a marathon? They do the training, they've got everything ready to go, and they either pull out the day before or they get halfway through the marathon and they say, no, I can't go anymore. It's like their mental toughness has given out. Have you ever wondered why when somebody says, I'm going to compete in a bodybuilding competition or a bikini competition, and they do all the dieting and all the exercise and all the hard work, and then a couple of weeks before the competition or even the day of the competition, they say, no, I can't do this. It's all too hard. I'm too hungry and I give up. I remember it was registered to compete in a bikini / physique competition way back in 2001. And in my category, they had shared with me that there were 15 women, so 14 other women plus me. On the morning of the event, I got a call from the organizer to say, Rowena, I hope you understand we've got a small challenge. 14 of the women in your category have pulled out. You're the only person in your category. What do you want to do? So beautifully, I rocked up, did my routine, got my trophy and went home. So the only thing I had to do that day was actually show up. And if everybody else had shown up, then maybe I wouldn't have won. But because I had the, and I probably wasn't the leanest or the most cut or the most ripped, but I showed up. So I wonder what it is that drives people to start something and finish it versus start something and give up. I wonder what the headspace is all about. I don't understand it because it's not something I've ever done. I always make a commitment. Yes, I'm going to do this. And yes, I keep going till I finish. And I have a couple of very special tips, strategies, ideas that I use that have been shared with me. And of course, I've shared them with my clients and my health club members and my students at Max. And it all also still surprises me that with some of these great tools, some people decide to use the tools and some people don't bother, or they don't want to, or they just don't try. So I don't know. What I do know is that if you want to achieve a goal, the only reason you will fail is if you give up. If you decide you're going to lose weight, you can. And we've seen so many people who are enormously overweight and they lose weight and they keep it off. So we know that it's possible. We've seen so many people who don't even look like they could possibly run a kilometer and they end up running a half marathon or a full marathon. I've seen people who look like they can't possibly take their body over any form of exercise more than 5 minutes and they end up doing an Ironman that takes 16 hours. So how does that happen? Why does that work? For me, I've got a very special strategy. I always ask two questions. What would a champion do? What would a winner do? And what would an average person do in this particular situation? Because I've chosen very specifically, as we all can, that I really hate the word average. Average means you're somewhere between the best and the worst. And of course, I have no interest in being the worst. But by definition, average means that you can't be the best. So it's one of those words I absolutely hate and I have no desire to be. So every time I think about giving up, and of course I do, and every elite athlete I've ever spoken to, every successful business person, every happy person I've ever met, they will all share with you that of course they feel like giving up. Of course there's days they don't want to get out of bed. Of course there's things they don't feel like doing, but they just do them anyway. So my strategy is I ask this question, what would a winner do right now? If I feel like giving up, what would a winner do? What would a champion do? And then what would an average person do? And the answer is really simple. A winner keeps going and an average person would stop. So of course I hate the word average. So if you ever watch me running a long distance event, you'll probably see on my face when I'm saying that to myself, because every time I feel like it's too hard or I'm too tired or something hurts, I always say, what does a champion do and what would an average person do? And I say, well, an average person would give up, Rowie, and I sprint a little bit harder or I run a little bit faster or I push a bit more. And it really works for me. So always give yourself a strategy. And don't plan the strategy when you're doing the event or when you're in that situation in your life when you feel like giving up. The idea is to have that strategy ready at any time. So what is your strategy going to be? When you feel like giving up, what words are you going to say to yourself? What questions are you going to ask yourself? What pictures are you going to put into your mind? Which is my next strategy. I never focus on what I'm doing. Nobody really wants to exercise. Nobody really wants to have a huffy puffy heart where they can hardly breathe. Nobody really wants to feel that muscle intensity when you're lifting something heavy. But we all want the outcome. I want to be fit. I want to be strong. I want to be healthy. I want to have a great immune system so I don't get sick. I want to stay young. I want to have great skin, great hair, great nails. And they're all the things that I say to myself when I'm exercising, if I ever feel like giving up. Now, I don't know what it's like to be overweight. The last time I was overweight significantly was when I was 10 years of age. I exercised for 3 years uselessly, and I share that because I was doing sit-ups and side leg raises and donkey kicks and all those silly exercises that don't work. But I made a commitment. I knew, because somebody told me when I was 10 years of age, that I was fat. So I made a commitment that I was going to lose weight. Now, for 3 years, I did exercises that didn't work, but I didn't give up. I just thought to myself, if I do this for long enough, I'm going to lose weight. Luckily, and most privileged as I was, at 13 years of age, I discovered standing up exercise, which was running around a room and doing group exercise, and it actually worked. And from that day forward, I've been pretty much the same weight, the same size, the same energy level with the same positive attitude. And that was all a decision because I had decided I don't want to be overweight. I want to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of my life. So every time I've thought about giving up, every time I've had an injury, every time I've been tired, every time I've been too busy to exercise, I always think of what would it be like if I hadn't decided. I could have been overweight, out of shape, unhappy, unhealthy all of my life, but I made a decision not to be. Then what do you do if you really feel like giving up and other people are telling you that you should? And of course, that's happened many times in my life. Your business isn't making enough money, or you're not getting fast enough for your marathon running, or you're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, you can't do it, you haven't got enough experience, you haven't got enough education. People used to tell me, you can't do it, Rowie, because you're a woman, you've got blonde hair. Well, the really important thing is you don't listen to the negativity of other people. And if they still keep talking and for some reason you have to keep listening, use it as an inspiration to keep going. Most average people, if somebody tells them that they can't do it, they believe it and they stop and they, oh, well, I can't do it because they told me that I couldn't. I'm the opposite. When somebody tells me you can't do that, Rowie, I use it as a bit of a challenge. And I'll give you the example again. The same year that I competed in the bikini / physique competition, somebody told me that I couldn't run a marathon. So somebody told me I was too small to do bodybuilding and I was too big to run a marathon. And I just took that on as a challenge. And not because I wanted to prove them wrong, I just wanted to prove to myself that if I decide to do something, I can. So I trained for a bikini competition and for a marathon in the same year. And it's interesting because I watch what happens to people when they do something like a marathon. Some people cross the line and they say, that's it, I'm never doing that again. It was too hard. And other people say, wow, that was awesome. I can't wait to go again. And maybe that's the key. Maybe the headspace that you use about the event or the athletic pursuit or the goal that you've achieved, rather than, oh, wow, I've achieved that, tick the box and move on. Maybe it's, wow, I've achieved that. Now what can I do? And that's the beautiful thing about a lot of people that have lost weight. Now that I've lost 30 kilos, I can quit my job, I can get a new relationship, I've got better self-esteem, better self-confidence, I'm going to go traveling, I just feel better about myself, so I'm going to do more with my life. Same happens with people that run marathons, people who do Ironman, people who compete in bodybuilding. Wow, if I can stand on stage in a bikini and have people look at my body, think about all the other things I can do. So they walk off stage and they set another goal. They finish the marathon and they set the goal to do the next marathon or climb a mountain or jump out of a plane or compete in something else, because once they've done something, they then want to achieve something else. So two simple strategies. What are you going to say to yourself if you feel like giving up? What's your plan? Because it's just human nature. Everybody will tell you there comes a time in their life where they wanted to give up. Most people do. Elite athletes, sporting stars and sporting teams, successful business people, happy, strong, powerful people just don't. And if you take that on board, the only definition of failure is that you give up. if I never give up, I'll never fail, then that will be the best strategy of all. Just say, I'm never going to give up. And then the next one is, once you've achieved a goal, set another one. Become a goal achiever. That's the whole point behind that. If you get out of the habit of achieving, you downward spiral and you never achieve because you think that you can't. When you keep achieving, you keep believing that you can do more. So you spiral upwards. The more you achieve, the more you want to achieve. The more you give up, the more you fail, the more you stop halfway through, the more you give up on yourself, the more likely you are to downward spiral and never achieve anything. So last but not least, I never stop. Even if it's a movie I don't like, it's a book I'm not enjoying, if I'm at a place that I don't want to be, I never stop halfway through. It's a discipline I've put into my head that if I start something, I finish it. Now, of course, there's better decisions to be made. So if I go to a lousy movie, I stay till the end of the movie, learn what I possibly can from it, and then decide I'm never going to go to stupid movies like that ever again. If I read a book and I don't like the book or the author wasn't good, I never buy that book again. I learn from every single experience. If I ever think to myself, I want to leave, I want to go, I want to stop, I want to quit, and I do, that then makes sure that we become quitters. Every time we quit, we get into the habit of quitting. Every time we keep going, and that's the beautiful thing, every step more that you do after you thought that you were going to stop makes you stronger. Every 10 meters you sprint further when you really wanted to stop because you were really puffed will make you fitter. Every extra rep you do after you think you can't do anymore will make you stronger. Every time you keep going when you thought you were going to give up is what makes you fitter, stronger, more powerful, wiser, better, and gets you into the habit of never giving up. So we get to choose whether we give up or whether we stop. We get to choose whether we're going to fail or whether we're going to succeed. And ultimately, we get to choose whether we're going to be incredibly happy or really miserable. And I think the reason that most people are miserable is that they know what they're capable of doing. They know what they could do with their life. They just don't.